Just a word from Éireann Róda Éireann. They say the line has reopened between Sallins and Newbridge this morning following earlier disruption because of a fatality on the line overnight. They say all their services have now resumed, but they are subject to delays. But they say that those delays should ease shortly.
Now, renowned musicians Tony McMahon and Steve Cooney launched a new CD in Dublin last night based on a concert they performed in Spittal over 9 years ago. McMahon has been to the forefront of traditional Irish music for several decades, but due to ill health, this will be one of his final recordings. As our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley now reports, last night's event was very much a celebration of his life's work.
Which are right.
This CD allows the listener to look inside my head at some of my high moods, at some of my low moods, at some of my tender moods.
Accordion player Tony McMahon speaks about his new CD, Squealamuck and Puckatja, a collaboration with guitarist Steve Cooney, which, although recorded 9 years ago, was launched in Dublin last night.
And the strange thing about it is that never has a recording session gone so well for me, because I wasn't aware it was being recorded. Steve Cooney and I were doing a normal concert in front of a Connemara audience in Spittal, and we didn't notice the Ready na Gaeltacht, the recording engineer there. So we went home, and 2 weeks later I got a yell down the phone from Sean Potts telling, "You played bloody great."
A musician, critic, TV and radio producer, McMahon has been a central figure in Irish traditional music for decades.
My home in Ennis in the Turnpike Road was an open house in the 1950s for travelling musicians like the Dorans, for various visitors like Tommy Potts of Dublin, of the Coombe here, Joe Cooley. My family were mad about traditional music, and they would play until all hours of the morning, and that's where the music came from.
Steve Cooney played at last night's event.
One thing that always frustrated me about Irish musicians is the lack of acknowledgement of spirit. You hear somebody plays this beautiful tune which affects you emotionally, spiritually, and you say that, "Oh, that was so beautiful, really touched my spirit." "It is a grand tune." Irish musicians constantly fob off the fact that they are channels of spirit. After all, what is music but some intangible method of inducing emotion and spiritual reactions in people? So Tony was the first person you see then who would always talk about spirit, spirit, spirit.
The CD was launched by Bob Quinn.
He's an ecologist of music, and I don't think he likes very much too many experimentations, because he respects the music so much. So he can be quite passionate. In fact, I heard him on the radio not so long ago, and I was saying, don't, Tony, don't say it. But he did. He will. He speaks out.
Tony McMahon has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, so his playing days are coming to an end. But the mood last night was one of celebration. Des Geraghty was Farran T.
Tony's having difficulty playing. He has Parkinson's, and he's had some other difficulties and so on with playing with the accordion. But he's overcome that because the spirit is so strong. And by putting this CD together, we can all, and our children and people, can enjoy that music and listen to it and appreciate what they brought to traditional music. And indeed, they have inspired so many other musicians, young musicians, and I believe have raised the standard of traditional music to a very high level.
I'm delighted with the end result, partly because I have had a visit from this old Mr. Parkinson. And it's a nice thing when one goes back a step to go forward a step. Even though I'm not able to play anymore, I have something to listen to.
Thank you.
I feel as if it's a wonderful preview of my own funeral. If that makes sense. And I am delighted to see old faces. People have come from many parts of Ireland to meet me tonight. I am delighted.
Tony McMahon himself ending that report from Sinéad Crowley.